You're listening to Radio MD. What's good and good for you? Why, Family Food Kitchen, of course. Here they are, Ellen Briggs and Carolina Jantak.
I first discovered the spiralizer. I'm going to say that again so you know what I'm talking about. The spiralizer at a raw food restaurant. And from then, I have been totally hooked. Raw or cooked, the recipes using this gizmo, and it is a gizmo, it's a great kitchen gizmo, are endless, they're delicious, and they're really fun to make and eat. Yep, I'm saying this. This is all about vegetables. This is your ticket to getting vegetables into your family's mouths and stomachs and into their daily habits, the spiralizer. And here to explain all this is the author of 150 Best Spiralizer Recipes. I love this book. And it would be Marilyn Hagen. I hope I'm saying that correctly. Marilyn, how did you discover the spiralizer?
Actually, I was my daughter was heading to college, and I was searching for any, like you said, a gizmo or a gadget or any small appliance that I could help her make it easier for her to get healthy foods into her diet versus takeout foods or going out to restaurants or something that she could make sure that she got the right nutrition while she was in college and hopefully not put on that freshman 15.
Yeah. Been there, done that. Right. So now for most people who are listening have never heard of a spiralizer, so we need to do your best to give them a visual understanding of what we're talking about here.
Okay. Basically, it is, there's so many varieties on the market right now, so it's hard to summarize in general,
right.
But it's a gadget that has different blade sizes that you can put in there. You add your fruits or your vegetables into this unit, and you plug it in to the blade and into a hand crank, for lack of a better word. And as you turn it, out comes, as those the vegetables are going through these tiny little blades, out comes these absolutely gorgeous, beautiful ribbons or curly Q spirals out the other end. And that's how the spiralizer works. It basically takes a vegetable or a fruit and cuts it down into very nice little either ribbon size or spaghetti size vegetables that you can incorporate into all your recipes.
Marilyn, that was a phenomenal description. If I didn't have one myself, I would know exactly what you're talking about. But I do have one. It is great fun to do by myself or with the kids. Sometimes I have to do it when they're not looking just so I can have some fun too, or else they want to get a hold of it right away. But so I think a lot of people, though, when they looked at it, zucchini seems to be the first thing that everyone tries. And then they don't tend to venture too far from that. But your book shows that you can just about spiralize anything. Is there any prepping tips or anything that we have to do when we're looking at a fruit or a vegetable to spiralize?
When we're looking at anything that we can spiralize, it needs to be something that has a solid core. You don't want to take a solid core and fairly substantial fruit or vegetable. You don't want it, like a peach wouldn't work because there's a big pit inside and the flesh is so soft. So you're looking for something like that, that it works easily to push through the spiralizer. So there's a whole host of vegetables. There's the zucchini, there's butternut squash, onions, carrots, parsnips. The list goes on and on as long as it has a firm core.
Yeah, but you've even done cabbage, which I think I don't think of that as having a firm core, but it works, apparently.
I'm sorry. There are a few exceptions. Even cucumber I do a lot, which the core isn't that firm, but it still comes out very nicely if we do use, there's different blade attachments you can use. And if you use a wider ribbon, which we also do with cabbage, it just comes out like you would see cabbage in a cabbage slaw. It comes out in those nice little strands, the half moons that work perfectly to either top on a sandwich or put in a salad. I also use it with onions. Instead of cutting up onions to top on something anymore and messing with that, I just pop it in the spiralizer, crank a few times, and I'm good to go.
That's awesome. I love it that you don't have to peel all these fruits and vegetables because you're making it so thin and manage the kids and adults. So it's easier to manage to eat the peel, which is where all your nutrients are. So that's right. That's phenomenal.
Right. Right. And especially like when I was at the farmer's market the other day and buying beautiful carrots that I would never even think about peeling them. The nutrients are there. I can spiralize them nice and thin and put them in a dish, and I've got more nutrients. I've added them in such a way that I'm not boiling down my carrots either. I'm adding them in, either sauteing them or a light steamer, or putting them in raw, that I have the most power for the punch.
Yeah. Raw does that, but you also have recipes that you can cook. So I just wanted people to know it's not all raw, though we pick raw first. You do have other wonderful recipes that are baked. I want to get back to your daughter because she's off to college, I assume, by now. And does she use it? And how did she, what's a simple recipe to begin with when you do get a spiralizer?
She does use it a lot. And her roommate and her best friend is from California, so she is much more used to eating fresh fruits and vegetables all year round. So that's what she was craving. So they've experimented with some things. They follow the book, but for many of the recipes that they started out with right away were the zucchini and the spaghetti. Spaghetti sauce using zucchini. But she's also tried some other ones, like the chicken tetrazzini that she absolutely loves. And we've just added different squash vegetables into that. And she spiralized it instead of a heavy wheat fettuccine type of noodle in the tetrazzini. She has a combination of vegetables in there. And sometimes she's thought of things where, okay, I've got to use this type of vegetable because it looks like it's getting... it's going to be going bad pretty soon, so she'll fill that in the recipe. There's a number of things that she'll... Oh, I'm sorry.
Oh, I was just going to say, what I think what's really phenomenal for college and for anybody that's cooking in a hurry is that when you spiralize it, it makes it so much faster to cook. I loved the fact when I first tried, there's one here that you do a dish with bourbon chicken and sweet potatoes. When you spiralize sweet potatoes, all of a sudden you can do sweet potatoes in just a few minutes, and that's pretty cool. Instead of having to bake, and at college sometimes we didn't even have that much time before a meal, so I'm assuming that's a nice easy way to eat potatoes in college, right?
Right. Well, and yes, they get home from classes, they're tired, and majority of the reasons they do pick up fast food or stopping, and eat out. Yes. Is because of the time factor and the hassle factor. So she can come home and take like a salmon and do a celery root vegetable with that and add a sauce. And in, 10 minutes, she has a very nice healthy meal on the table. Anything with chicken breast or like you mentioned, the bourbon chicken, once you start adding different sauces or vegetable or seasonings, it makes it so much more tasty.
Absolutely. A lot of times it's all about the sauce, right? If you have the right sauce and the right vegetable, it's all about the sauce. Well, Marilyn, it has been a blast talking about the spiralizer and looking through your book. I've already tried a few things, spiralizing a few things I hadn't done before, so it has inspired me. And I want to send everybody to the website where they can look for your book, and robertrose.ca, www.robertrose.ca. If you click on the cookbooks tab, you will find the 150 best spiralizer recipes from Marilyn. And you can also look for it on Amazon as well. Thank you so much, everybody, for being with us in our Family Food Kitchen. Remember, you can always find all our shows and podcasts on RadioMD.com to listen again or share with a friend. Always eat well and stay well.